You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. My thought for this week is that no one is in your life by accident. Many times, God puts people into our lives who have a need that we can meet. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, "Warn the idle, encourage the timid, help the weak." You know, there are many people who are timid and shy, and you need to be sensitive to them and encourage them. Timidity can be very painful, and frequently timid people avoid contact with others simply to eliminate the uncomfortableness they often feel around other people. So is there a timid person in your life? If so, they're not there by accident, and your job is to encourage them. Many look perfectly confident as they've learned to put on a good front, but you'll notice they hang back in a group, are reluctant to say much, and often are the last to come and the first to leave, you know? They appear to be loners sometimes, and many times people leave them alone because they think that's what they want. In fact, they may even claim they prefer to be alone, but often deep inside they're longing for someone who will be persistent enough to get to know them, to include them in the group. So we can encourage those who are timid by just watching out for them and learning to include them and trying to make them feel comfortable. Psalm 82:3 says, "Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless, maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed." Are there some weak people in your life right now? Maybe they are weak in body, elderly, sick, shut in, maybe handicapped people. Did you ever think that those weak people are in your life because God wants you to help them? Most of us have someone in our lives that fit that category. How much do we do for those who are physically weak? God is very pleased when we go out of our way for these weak people. There are people who need our financial help. Perhaps they have no earthly goods and cannot provide for themselves. That means giving some money to people who have less than we do. I imagine you can think of someone right now who fits that description. Why not give them some money? Doesn't have to be a large amount, but just something. You'll be greatly blessed. Remember today as you go through your day that no one is in your life by accident. If you come across a shy person, God says encourage them. Even if you're shy yourself, you have the responsibility to encourage others. If you see a weak person, whether weak physically or financially or even morally, God says you are to help them. They are not in your life by accident. Did you know that we're making an offer of a special Advent book, Joy to the World, for a donation in any amount? It will help prepare your heart for Christmas. Find out more at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.